Nordic Wannabe Original. Hey, du interessierst dich für skandinavisch Wohnen? Dann bist du hier genau richtig. In diesem Podcast geht es um Trends, Inspiration, Produktneuheiten, um die verschiedenen Skandi-Wohnstile und natürlich auch um dänisches und skandinavisches Design. Viel Spaß jetzt bei My Nordic Home. Hey und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe My Nordic Home, dein Podcast rund um skandinavisch Wohnen. Mein Name ist Stefan und ja, vor ein paar Wochen schlenderte ich so durch Kopenhagen während den Three Days of Design und es war warm, blauer Himmel, die Sonne schien und ich lief über den Nytorvplatz und bemerkte so ein paar Boxen mit Möbeln drin. Hab mir erstmal nichts dabei gedacht, denn ich war auf dem Weg zum FDB Möbler Showroom, weil ich auf der Suche nach einem Talk war mit dem CEO Ole Kiel. Und ich habe mich ganz schnell beeilt und bin im Shop angekommen, außer Atem, habe gefragt, wo ist der Talk? Und dann hieß es, ja, der Talk ist auf dem Platz. Und ich so, ja, okay, habe ich schon gesehen. Schnell wieder zurück. Und da war Ole von FDB Möbler und hat so ein bisschen erzählt, wie die Geschichte ist, wie die Vision aussieht von FDB Möbler und was überhaupt FDB Möbler ausmacht und was sein Lieblingsmöbelstück ist und so weiter. Und ich fand die Geschichte so spannend, dass ich spontan gedacht habe, das nehme ich mal direkt mit für den Podcast, damit ihr auch was davon habt. Denn für mich war ehrlich gesagt FDB Möbler irgendwie nie so im Fokus. Also man kennt ja viele wie Fritz Hansen, End Tradition, Hey, Norman Copenhagen, Louis Posen, Bolia und all die großen Marken, man kennt sie alle, aber dabei ist FDB Möbler nach eigenen Angaben bekannter in Dänemark als alle Marken zusammen. 2/3 der Däninnen und Dänen sollen angeblich FDB Möbler kennen und das hat auch was mit der Geschichte zu tun. Dann 1942 wurde FDB Möbler gegründet und steht für ein reduziertes, hochwertiges dänisches Design. Dank der Handwerkskunst ist es natürlich auch sehr langlebig und wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, wurden die Möbel damals im Supermarkt mitverkauft, also bei Coop. Nach Recherchen habe ich das herausgefunden, es war Coop und wie stellt man sich das vor? Es ist halt, wenn man so heutzutage in den Supermarkt geht, so Edeka, Rewe oder so, und dann stehen irgendwo noch so 2 Tische und 2 Stühle, dann nimmt man das natürlich mit. Und das war auch so das Motto von FDB Möbler. Also Möbel für alle wollte man designen, aber das hat scheinbar nicht ganz funktioniert. Denn die Arbeiterklasse, die war nämlich die eigentliche Zielgruppe der Marke, hat die Möbel nicht gekauft, weil sie doch ein bisschen zu preisintensiv waren und das Design war anscheinend zu modern. Also deswegen ging dieser Plan nicht auf und 1980 wurde dann auch der Möbelbetrieb eingestellt. Aber 2013, dann so um die 2000er, gab es wieder mehr Interesse für dänisches Design, für hochwertiges Design, für Nachhaltigkeit, wurde FDB Möbler einfach wieder neu ins Leben gerufen, unter der Leitung von Ole Kiel. Und einige Designs von damals wurden jetzt von Hey oder von Fredericia Furniture übernommen. Aber FDB Möbler produziert noch heute zum Beispiel den J46-Stuhl von Paul Wolter. Das ist ein Stuhl aus dem Jahr 1956 und das ist ein absoluter Bestseller. Jeder in Dänemark kennt diesen Stuhl und während man früher in der Vergangenheit eben noch diesen Ansatz hatte, dass man Möbel für alle machen wollte, setzt man jetzt den Fokus auf nachhaltige Möbel. Alle Holzsorten sind FSC-zertifiziert. Die Textilien sind mit dem Ökotex ausgezeichnet oder gekennzeichnet und man möchte klimaneutral produzieren und man möchte bis 2025 alle Möbel ausstatten mit dem skandinavischen Umweltlabel Nordischer Schwan. Und das ist total interessant, dass man eben Möbel herstellen möchte, die nachhaltig sind, die CO2-neutral sind. Also man wird auch künftig Informationen bekommen, wie viel dieser Stuhl produziert an CO2 und wie man das ausgleichen kann. Ihr erfahrt später auch noch, dass Polstermöbel scheinbar einen höheren CO2-Wert haben als einfach nur Holzmöbel. Und ich fand das Ganze so spannend, aber lassen wir doch einfach jetzt mal Ole Kiel, CEO von FDB Möbler, selber was erzählen, denn er kann uns mehr dazu sagen.
Yeah, actually, FDB Möbler was founded in 1942 during the Second World War, and FDB originally today the mother company's name is Coop, but FDB was a company who owned like 3,000 supermarkets in Denmark, or actually independent supermarkets. So it's FDB was owned by the members who was a member of FDB, and then we still are. So today we actually owned by 1.8 million members or households in Denmark. It's like a 2/3 of the Danish population who is actually our owner. Mm-hmm. In 1942, the idea was to produce or make a cheaper production of good furnitures for the Danish people. The company at that time, they also have had other factories for making coffee or bread or something like that. So it was not a design brand in the beginning. It was to make an industrial production of the furnitures. And in 1946, they bought a factory in Tarm on the west coast of Jutland, called Tarm Stole and Møbelfabrik. And at that time, they was very good at doing sticks. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the first chairs we have is actually done by sticks. But the other thing is that the resources after the Second World War was very limited. Mm-hmm. So as less wood you could use in a product, and it was still lasting, then as better. So they was also thinking about that. It was not the labor work who was very expensive, but it was actually the materials who was expensive at that time.
Ja, Burge Morgense hat die Design-DNA von FDB Möbler mitgeschaffen und Morgense war von 1942 bis 1950 auch Leiter der Abteilung für Möbel. Und hören wir mal kurz in die Designgeschichte rein.
The first guy who was in charge of it was Børge Mogensen, and he was there from 1942 to 1950. And I think he's well known actually in Denmark or somewhere else in Europe today also. But he actually founded the design DNA of FDB Furnitures. Then after him, today Paul Bond is our best-selling designer. And we have a chair called J46. It's sold in more than 1.1 million pieces in Denmark, only in Denmark. So every Dane has been sitting on a J46 chair. Then in 55, Ivine Johansen came, replaced Paul Volder just for a couple of years, and then Jørgen Bækmark came, and Jørgen Bækmark was from 1958 to 1968. And in 68 they actually closed down their own design studio and used external designers. But Jørgen Bækmark, he was the guy who made the papercord chairs, and who is very, I think it's very Scandinavian, and it's very very Danish also, the papercord chairs. And that one of our best sellers, and then that's different types of the papercord chairs.
Jetzt wurde viel über Papercord Chair gesprochen. Ihr kennt sicherlich diese Stühle aus Dänemark, deren Sitzfläche aus einer Kordel geflochten sind. Das sind diese Stühle, wenn man von Papercord Chair spricht. Inspiriert wurden sie vom Shaker-Stil aus Amerika und sie sind sehr minimalistisch, sehr schlicht, sehr einfach.
Then in 1980, or actually in the late 70s, if the bid choose that they should not be a producer anymore, they should only be retailers. So also the factories they had in the food section, they was selling them, and they also sold in 1980. They sold the factory their own furniture factory, and they kept having some shops in Denmark. Then I think in the late 60s, 70s, there was around 10 shops in Denmark, and actually, that's actually the same. We have 9 shops at our own, or two franchise shops in Denmark now again. But in 1980, they sold the factory, and from 1980 to 2013, there was not produced any FDB furniture. But and the shops, they were selling like Fredericia Furniture, Carl Hansen, Skovby, other brands in the shops. And then in 2013, This all this year is about the history and design also, but what happens in design. And I think also if you look at it in the beginning of the 80s, IKEA went bigger and bigger and bigger, and FDB was like, there was a doing in solid wood all the furnitures, and then the IKEA style of furnitures came in, and also not only IKEA but everyone else, and I don't think that FDB was adapted to that, so I think that also that was why it died out actually.
Das Konsumverhalten hat sich geändert und man kaufte mehr und mehr und warf es nach kurzer Zeit wieder weg. Und eine schwere Zeit natürlich für Möbelhersteller, die Massivmöbel anboten. Doch in den 2000er Jahren war Nachhaltigkeit wieder angesagt und FDB Möbler startete 2013 als Designmarke wieder neu durch.
But then, and I think maybe you have this like buy and throw away. From like, you know, the late 70s and up to maybe up to 2000. You didn't know anything about the CO2 before 2000.
No.
So and then around 2000, the late 90s and 2000, people started again to buy more long-lasting furnitures. And then we got the chance in 2013 to be allowed to start up the brand again. To find out where was all the drawings, where was all the history. It was a big task, because in the 33 years there was no one back, so there was no one who has the history in their heads. Actually, Bækmark, when we were started up and again I get in contact with Bækmark, he helped us a lot because he was still alive. He just died last Christmas, 92 years old. But in the first 10 years we was working, he was actually telling about a lot of about the story and so on. And then when we started up again in 2013, we decided that we should be a design brand, because we could not compete with all the cheap products. We also decided that we wanted to be responsible, so we are doing everything in FSC certified wood. We all the textiles and all the inside of the products are Ökotex certified, we have a lot of the Nordic Eco Label products also. And actually, we have more Eco Label products in our company than all other companies around us, who is here in the 3 days of design. So we are actually fond of that. So a lot of our time is used on the sustainability. We are now doing CO2 calculations, the emission calculations on all the products. I think we will be finished in before this year is gone. We have done it on all the products, and then we will tell the consumer how much emission does a product consume actually. And actually, wood products is very low. So if you take just a chair like this, the CO2 emission is like if you eat a steak on 350 kilograms. So it's very low. Back. And when you start with the upholstery, then it's increasing a lot.
Okay.
So, but then the customers can choose how responsible do I want to be. So we are doing that. Yeah, working a lot with the responsibility, also in packaging, in transportation, but we don't do a lot of flat pack, because we think that if a chair can last for like 40 or 50 years, then it's better than do it in solid wood, completely finished product. If you do a flat pack, maybe it's only lasting for 4 years or 5 years, then it's better to have a product for many years.
Yeah.
So we are every time we are looking at that and calculating on that what's the best with each product actually. So.
Früher wurden die Produkte in Dänemark hergestellt, und wie sieht's heute aus?
We produce our products like in most of the Eastern Europe, in Italy, in some a little in Turkey, a few products or the garden furnitures they are produced in Vietnam, because that type of products is where we have tried to move it to Europe, but no one wants to try to produce it.
Mm.
very, very few things in the Far East on textiles, because we don't only have furniture, we also have bed linen and so on, and some of that are produced in India or in Pakistan or something. So, but like, it's like 90 more than 90% of the products are produced in Europe.
Okay, cool.
Actually, this, we have a table here around, it's the only thing that was produced in Denmark.
Okay.
Because the labor work in Denmark is actually too high.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, that's a problem.
Seit 2013 ist Ole CEO von FDB Möbler und alles begann im Supermarkt.
I have from the beginning in 2013, so I started it up.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, the first year I was working in the supermarket at that time with everything you can eat in a supermarket. I was in charge of that, and then we started up on the side. And the first 4 years, we just had it in this organization. But 4 years ago, we separated it from the co-op organization. So we went our own organization and focus on the design brand, and because it's much different than to do a supermarket chain do this what we are doing now. So yeah.
2013 nahm man die alte Möbelmarke vom Supermarkt, adaptierte das alte Design und schaffte aber auch neue Designs.
We used the brand, yeah. We actually used the old supermarket brand to put in the furniture brand. Yeah, we have from the old times, from 1942 up to 1980, we have like 800 old designs in our, we found all the old designs, but today like 55% of our turnover is actually new products we have made, we have designed since 2013. Yeah, the old chairs has been like 2 centimeters higher and so on, so because when you designed it in 1950, people was like 10 centimeters lower, so everything has been adapted. If you look at the chairs, separately you can see it, but if you look at them together, then you can see it actually.
Und natürlich musste ich Ole nach seinem Lieblingsprodukt fragen.
I think it's the kitchen chair J46, because it's a chair you can place everywhere actually. You know, every Dane loves this chair. You can place them in your kitchen or just in your bedroom or whatever. So and you can use it in your summer house. It's just a chair who doesn't. It's a low-key product. It's easy to buy. So I think I like that product, who is actually for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also we are owned by everyone. So, yeah.
So democratic design.
Yeah.
And what is your vision for FDB?
Our vision is today we are actually the biggest design brand selling to households in Denmark. So we just want to do the same in Germany.
Yeah.
We're opening a shop in Hamburg the 2nd of September.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
So we are actually going into or working for Germany.
Mm, that's
cool. So that we also, you know, in Sweden, Norway, Finland, Holland, Belgium. Yeah. So but our main focus on the market will be Germany for the next years.
Yeah. Germans love Danish design.
Yeah, yeah. I think our challenge there that now you see a lot of wood. We also have some upholstery products in our shop. You can see, but that if you look at a furniture shop in Germany, like 90% is actually upholstery.
Yeah.
So that's so we have to learn them to buy wood, and also because it's more responsible.
Yeah, yeah.
Also am 2. September eröffnet ein FDB Möbler Store in Hamburg. Aber ist eine Internationalisierung einfach, wenn man nicht die großen Designnamen hat?
In Denmark we are much bigger name than Fritz Hansen.
Okay, really?
And yeah. I think 90% of the people in Denmark knows FDB Möbler, and Fritz Hansen it's like 20%.
Okay.
So in Denmark
because of the supermarket.
Because of the history.
History.
Yeah, because of the history and this. So in Denmark we are the most well-known brand in Denmark, like much more than Hay and Tradition.
Okay.
They are not close to us in Denmark.
Okay.
But we know when we go to Germany, we have to tell the story about the furniture and the design history. So it's another way to work.
Yeah.
But we have a history for 80 years, and some of our colleagues that doesn't have that.
Und was kosten die FDB Möbler so im Vergleich zu Hay, Fredericia Furniture?
We are lower priced than Fredericia and Carl Hansen, like 25% for same product or same type of product.
Mm-hmm.
a little lower than Hay and a Tradition. Mm. But we are a very small organization, and because we are owned by the Danish, actually our task is actually to sell nice design furniture to the Danish people, and not earn a lot of money.
Okay.
So we have another mindset sometimes. So that's also why we do a lot about our responsibility. We say when we're not here anymore, you should not be able to see we have been here.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to harm the environment and so on. So.
Vielen Dank an Ole für das Interview. Ich fand es total spannend. Also wie gesagt, ich hatte vorher von dieser Marke nichts gehört, beziehungsweise nur sehr, sehr wenig. Und ich finde es immer wieder spannend, wenn man die Geschichte hinter einer Marke erfährt und wie sie sich dann doch jetzt wirklich über 80 Jahre lang gehalten hat und was alles früher in einem Supermarkt begann und jetzt eine Designmarke ist für Nachhaltigkeit und für reduziertes Design, finde ich sehr, sehr, also spricht mich total an. Wenn ihr Lust habt, schaut doch gerne mal im Webshop vorbei oder in Hamburg, wenn der Store eröffnet ist. Sind viele tolle Möbel dabei und ja, ihr habt ja gehört, sind ein bisschen günstiger als andere Marken. Vielleicht ist ja was für euch dabei. Ich werde mir auf jeden Fall das Portfolio nochmal anschauen und wünsche euch jetzt hier noch einen schönen Tag und ich verabschiede mich mit MyNordic Home in die Sommerpause. Es geht im Herbst dann weiter. Ich habe so viele neue Ideen, ich brauche ein bisschen Zeit, aber ich komme zurück. Und wir hören uns dann und sehen uns dann auch. Bis dann. Tschüss.